So go ahead and just direct your attention towards the sensations of the breath, whichever spot you like to use. I'm going to use the tip of the nose for myself or the openings of the nostrils. And feel free to allow yourself some time to become oriented towards those sensations. And you could call that settling or relaxing or stopping or whatever you want to call it. And if you want a little reminder on the in and the out breath, just use the words in and out. And you do not necessarily need to try to exclude anything from the field of awareness here, just to kind of prioritize the sensations of the breath at the spot that you chose. And I'm going to just use one word now for both the in and out breath, just the word following. So on the in breath, you say to yourself, following. On the out breath, you say to yourself, following. To kind of emphasize some continuity to this awareness. So it's not meaning that you're following the sensations away from the spot that you picked, but more like, you're following current affairs. In my case, current affairs at the tip of the nose. Keeping my finger on the pulse, so to speak. and see if during this period you can kind of familiarize yourself with what it's like to just choose a direction, choose an object, and attend to it consistently. So again, it's not about, somehow elevating the sensations of the breath. The fact that it's the sensations of the breath are totally secondary here. It's just a continuity of orientation, in this case, towards the sensations of the breath, but we're going to expand and explore a little bit that capacity of the mind to orient itself in different ways. How about being aware of the whole body breathing? Or just the whole body, but certainly the sensations of the breathing are going to be involved. I'm going to use the words whole body, whole on the in-breath, body on the out-breath. So the whole body is kind of an interesting one as far as attention is concerned, because the question of whether or not this is breath meditation is actually irrelevant, because it is inclusive of the sensations of the breath, regardless of what you do. So the it doesn't necessarily present itself as a binary, as a question that needs answering, or as a source of confusion. It might. But it's inclusive. But we're going to do awareness of the right hand now, just the right hand. And I'm still going to use a word for the in and out breath as a kind of reminder, but the emphasis is just on the sensations in the right hand. And even though this is a fairly arbitrary choice for something to be aware of, see if you can be aware in such a way that allows you to enjoy having a right hand. And see if you can make that enjoyment or appreciation of the sensations of having a right hand continuous. And if you happen to train your attention a lot with the sensations of the breath in a particular spot, those sensations might, I'm going to use a dramatic word, intrude. As in the attention may kind of try to pick up where it left off, if that is kind of a trail that's been blazed fairly thoroughly. I would say don't worry about that very much at all. If it happens, think of it as a reminder about the continuity of awareness. You train it with the breath, and it can remind you with something else. In this case, it can remind you with the hand, the right hand, which is what we're orienting towards. See if you can genuinely enjoy the sensations. I find that the sensations in the hand are quite rich, quite plentiful. I guess they say it has to do with our brain, how we're wired, highly innervated area, the hand, if we're all just a bunch of nerves bundled together. We're going to transition to awareness of the of that pleasantness, that pleasant Vedana. And I'm just going to use the words pleasant feeling, pleasant on the in-breath, feeling on the out-breath. Do not worry about the details. It doesn't matter how exactly the pleasant feeling is arising, where, if anywhere, it is located. Only the recognition, pleasantness, pleasant Vedana, and pursuing a continuous recognition of that pleasant Vedana. The same way, analogous to relaxing the mind into recognition of the sensations of the breathing, but here into the experience of a feeling tone, pleasant feeling. And if the sensations of the breath kind of jump into the fray, let's see if you can not allow that to kind of confuse your orientation. Just like you might hear sound, a tiny dog barking somewhere nearby, but that doesn't suddenly make you think that you're doing dog barking meditation. The orientation is towards the pleasant feeling, pleasant Vedana, of having a hand, enjoying having a hand. See if you can enjoy the sensations of the breathing, kind of return to your spot and practice the same thing. See if you can give rise to an enjoyment of the sensations of the breath and awareness of a pleasant Vedana in association with the breath. I'm still going to use the word pleasant feeling here. And to get a to see if we can get a little bit of a an awareness, mindfulness of perceptions here, I'm gonna pose a question. And I'm gonna use the words, which is it? Which on the in-breath is it on the out-breath? Or if you want to do it more prescriptively, on the in-breath, you can say to yourself sensation, and on the out-breath, you can say to yourself Vedana. And the idea is to be aware of the categorization of this experience. Maybe you're not categorizing it at all. Wonderful. But normally the mind will try to put it into a box. Is this Vedana? Am I practicing awareness of Vedana, of pleasant Vedana, or am I practicing awareness of a sensation? What is this? Is this a sensation or is it Vedana? And that carver upper is perception. So you can actually shape your experience by choosing the word sensation or Vedana. Or you can just kind of inquire. I'm going to inquire because that's my nature. So I'm going to say, I'm going to use the words, which is it? Investigating the site that I've chosen for the awareness of the breath. So, perception specifically with regard to differentiation between the sensation and the pleasantness or unpleasantness or whatever it may be, but pleasantness in this case of the sensation. And I will choose two suggestive words for the end of the meditation here. On the in-breath, the word both. And on the out-breath, the word neither. Now, these are still perceptions. And in fact, they are opposing perceptions. But see if you can be pulled equally by both of them in such a way that you don't have to go in either direction. Okay, whatever that means. See if you can see even these two ways of categorizing as for what they are, just as categorizations, as perceptions that do not, in fact, contain the experience.